This is Joanna Schrader reporting for AgWire.com, and I am with Eric Spall with AgCareers.com. Eric, how are you?
I'm good. Glad to be here.
Well, welcome to Minneapolis. We're having your annual AgCareers.com HR and Food Roundtable. And I have to say, it has been so much fun. It's, you know, we kicked it off tonight. And once again, to a sold-out crowd. So obviously, you guys are doing something right. So how are you getting all these people here?
Well, I think the key thing is to keep it fun. We want people to go away with a good experience each year so that they go tell their peers in the industry. So we've done a good job of keeping good guest speakers quality, and sometimes that costs have to do an investment to get the right guest speakers. And the organizing committee each year, which is volunteer, some of our clients and friends that are here, 12 to 16 people get together, and they identify the topics, not us. So that's a key to it, I think.
Well, there's been great topics. Another thing I've noticed right now, we're standing outside the reception, which is sponsored by BASF. And CHS is a huge sponsor, and we heard from Kate earlier today. You know, not only are you getting a sold-out event, but you're getting a lot of sponsors. So what is it about this event that's so unique to the agriculture and food industry?
Somebody asked me that earlier, and one of the things that we try to create, people want to share ideas and they want to learn from each other, and there's less selfishness than there was several years ago. And I think we as an industry have realized we're in this together. And so the recruitment, retention, and development of staff is a shared issue. And so when you come together and you're sharing ideas around those challenges, people become less selfish. And so that's one key ingredient to the success of the event.
Well, AgCareers.com has seen a lot of success in the last year as well, and you mentioned some of those things tonight. So, you know, Eric, talk a little bit about some of the things that you've accomplished in the past year since I saw you.
Well, one of the current factors is we've had to increase the net new applicants. We process 12,000 applications each month through to the jobs listed on our site. That may equate to 9,000 different applicants. That may equate to 4,000 new applicants. And so we have to grow our applicant pool, and we have to reach out into non-traditional pipelines of talent. And one non-traditional example is returning military men and women. We as an industry have jobs that they can readily come to, particularly in the farm equipment industry, logistics, finance, information technology. We have a wide array of jobs that our returning military men and women can come to, and we've grown the presence within that through our Ag Warriors program. So we're continually looking at Ready Now talent. Ready Now talent is somebody that's either been displaced or like military men and women coming back from their service duty. That's a good definition of Ready Now talent. We're also continue to invest our exposure among the university system and the two-year colleges as well. So you can't focus on one talent community within the pipeline. You have to diversify and make sure you're reaching various levels.
Well, you are also diversifying, and you're going to be rolling out some additional pipelines, and one of them I found very intriguing. Well, there's two different categories I found interesting. One of sort of what you called the passive, where they're happy where they are, but if the right opportunity came along, they might consider it, and some of the efforts you're going to do to reach those people. And secondly, the consultants, the people who retired a little bit early, or maybe they retired and they realized they miss working, who can come back into the industry and offer valuable services. So can you talk a little bit about what you're doing in those two pipelines?
Sure. A lot of the companies here are concerned about their retirees. In some cases, the expectation is that there'll be a million people within agriculture that's going to be retiring. What we want to do is to create an area online within AgCareers.com community to where these exiting retirees can possibly find something, a part-time experience. They're not ready to fully retire. So that's one element. Today we're calling that elite talent. When we launch it may be called something else. But there's also consultants, as you just mentioned. Our industry is full of consultants, but they don't know how to get connected with opportunities. And so we're going to create this elite community on AgCareers.com to where talented professionals, executives, retirees, consultants can come and put in a profile, either public or private, and they can casually surf and explore opportunities and allow companies or search firms to come in and find them, but they control who sees their public information. So we're real excited about that. Should be the latter part of this year, the last quarter to the first quarter of 2015.
Now, what are you looking at to reach those passive users? You mentioned that you were going to roll out some programs to help identify some of those passive users and help companies maybe reach out to them or help them at least have opportunities pass by them that they might not otherwise know about.
So within an online environment, in order to reach passive candidates, you have to have information not necessarily pertaining to jobs. You have to have information relative to compensation trends. You have to have information relative to retirement trends. If people are relocating, what type of things should I look for if I'm relocating to a different part of the country? Could be scholarship information for their kids. And so it's information content that may draw them to our site. Oh, I want to go to AgCareers.com. Oh, by the way, while I'm there, I found a new opportunity. So it could be the top 25 of the AP football, you know, so sporting information. We're not going to venture out too broadly, but people look for information online. We may have a section within our site that has a variety of information. Could be around what should I do I have a performance review coming up. How should I prepare myself adequately for that? So that's information that is not common. They can Google it, but if it's all housed within AgCareers.com, then there we go.
Well, I know you're going to have survey results coming out. We won't spill the beans on those because we'll be bringing that to everybody who's not here. But, you know, I asked you this question last year, and obviously you know the answer. People still wouldn't be here potentially, or you wouldn't keep getting bigger every year. But there's so many different things that attendees are going to learn. But ultimately, what are those key takeaways you want the HR professionals that are here to take away with them when they leave later this week?
I would just like people to understand how to the continual need to step outside the box and not reinvent the wheel. If another industry outside or a friend in another sector industry has proven success or results, let's learn from that. I think we can learn a lot from each other, but when the challenge is so big to us all, for example, the one challenge we've got, there's simply not enough agronomists. What are we going to do in the short term to fill that void of agronomists, whether it's research agronomists or sales agronomists? There's just simply not enough. And we can't continue to recruit and steal from each other. If we do, the cost of that hire is a lot higher. So what do we do in the short term? Are there people in forestry that could do that type of occupation? That's an example of thinking outside the box, that because there's a lot of land transfer happening between the U.S. government and people in forestry have agronomy degrees. Could we look across the line and attract them?
Well, you're definitely bringing a lot of outside-the-box thinking to the event this week. I'm excited. I can't wait for tomorrow. And, Eric, once again, you guys have outdone yourself, and we'll check in with you at the end of the week.
Well, thank you, Joanne, for being here.
Thanks.